Welcome back. If you've just tuned in, you're about 35 minutes late. We start the program at 6 minutes after the hour, but thanks for joining me. You missed a great interview with First American Title Matt Pence. It'll be up on the podcast shortly, RadioRealEstate.com. So if you want to check out the woman who married herself, she's 36 years old. She teaches yoga in Fargo, North Dakota. Her name is Nadine. Apparently she was divorced, had two kids, and now married herself and took a honeymoon in New Orleans. Okay, Santa Barbara, city of Santa Barbara, back in 2009, they adopted a tree preservation and landscape maintenance ordinance that contained requirements to protect trees and landscaping from removal and also to control excessive pruning. I have a tendency to excessively prune, so I'm glad that they're helping me with my addiction. City of Santa Barbara, double check before you cut trees and vegetation meeting reminder. There's going to be a meeting at 630 Garden Street. It's already happened, May 30th. You missed it. So we'll help you. We'll help you avoid what could be the fees could range up to $5,000 based on the violation, City of Santa Barbara. When is it important to double check before you cut, prune, or remove vegetation or trees? What constitutes excessive pruning? Okay, so here's some general tips. You should check with city staff if the tree is in the right of way, including parkways. So that's the area in front of your house, between the sidewalk and the street, if one exists. Those trees are in the public right-of-way, including parkways, I should say. Trees in yards fronting a public or private street. So what that basically means, and that's in a front yard setback, which is usually the front yard setback for most downtown homes is could be right up to the house. So basically any house you have, any tree you have in your front yard falls under this. We did something about this too, because they were talking about the trees lining East Valley Road out near Burnhamwood Golf Club. I know there was a big controversy about that. Of course, that's not in the city. But vegetation on steep slopes within 50 feet of creeks or anywhere that involves native biological habitat. Historic or specimen trees. A specimen tree. I did that at my doctor's office. Vegetation on or near coastal bluffs. So what you want to do is, but here's good news. Vegetation clearance for defensible space, the space requirements in high fire hazard areas, as required by the fire department, is generally exempt from permit. Generally exempt. So you have a question about this, you can contact Ann Marks. No relation to me. 564-5702. So before you start, but I did hear that if you rent a chainsaw, they will follow you home. So be careful. Change cars, just do something. Now back in August of 2009, there was an article in the paper about a bamboo plant dispute that leads to threats. This is how long I've held this piece of paper, since August 10th, 2009. Never had a reason to read it. Here it is. Montecito, a tea fire victim who is fighting with his neighbor over a bamboo plant, allegedly threatened a neighborhood mediator with a pipe last month for trying to intervene in the battle, according to deputies. According to the incident report, the dueling neighbors, a 48-year-old woman and a 46-year-old man who live, I don't want to say where they live, but up in the tea fire area. They're rebuilding homes that burned down in the November 2008 tea fire. The neighbors have been at odds since the woman started uprooting bamboo plants that her male neighbor has been planting near their property line. They were called to the scene after the man accused the woman of applying an oily substance to his plants. Then there was this 57-year-old neighbor who said he had been trying to ease tension between the two and told deputies that the bamboo plant owner had approached him earlier with a 30-inch pipe, grabbed his cell phone, and accused him of taking the woman's side, and then kind of threats, and the victim did not request prosecution. This is, you know, in no means making light of this. This is really scary, and this is what happens. And I had a client who had a neighbor with bamboo plants, and they if they heard this story, it would just be reminiscent of this guy. They bought a house and they looked out. The house looked out over the neighbor's house that was down below on a hillside. And they were out on the balcony and the neighbor was there. And she said, hey, you know, we're thinking about buying this house. You know, if we were willing to pay, could we trim, you know, the trees a little bit so we open up the view a little? This guy had a forest on his property and the height of the trees in no way gave him any privacy whatsoever. He said, yeah, yeah. They moved in and a few weeks later, kind of saw him and said, hey, how you doing? You know, remember we talked about then? And he looked at him, he said, why don't you just live with it for a while? And things went downhill from there. Attorneys, oh my God, what a, you know, you think you're just being neighborly and trusting and nice. And so things can get, nothing got violent or anything, but, you know, when you got to go to an attorney to deal with a neighbor, that's kind of bad news. So, but this is in the city of, this is in the county, not in the city. So I don't think the vegetation rule applies up in that one. Okay. That's double check your vegetation and, marry yourself in North Dakota. Mark Schneiman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We're going to take a quick break, come back with the weekly multiple listing sales update.